as he lost PSI. If you think that he stopped and changed a flat tire or called the tow truck for a ride, then you don't know this guy. He decided to drive on the rim after OnStar couldn't help him. Same thing happened last time, made it to the station alright, cause he has run flat tires. He has run flat tires. He has run flat tires. He has run flat tires.
Welcome to the TK Jingles Podcast, one of many podcasts about the Tony Kornheiser Show and all the various music and silliness that happens at tkjingles.com. I'm your host, Jerry Negrelli. We've been off for a week, so have a spectacular show today. A lot of songs to catch up on, a lot of music, so I'll do my best to stay out of the way and just let the music speak for itself. But that opening number there, a parody of Ryan Adams' Ashes and Fire, was an homage to the just-in-time jingles that we've heard recently. Tony's Run Flat Tire story, I thought, was pretty awful, kind of dead air radio time. Not sure why I was still listening to it 5 minutes in, and certainly not worth the song. So I thought, perfect way to introduce the TK Jingles podcast this week. You know, I'm increasingly losing a sense of what they're going to like. When I started this podcast about a year ago, one of the intro songs that I did was a parody of Johnny Cash's version of Hurt about Tony's horrific bocce ball story. And I never sent that into the show because jingles about old guy radio minutia and stupidity, I never thought they would play that stuff. And they, at the time, they weren't. Things that we were sending in that were tangentially about the show that wasn't getting a lot of airtime. And then I'm not sure what changed the trend, but it's kind of evolved, and now you could hear this week with the garbage song that Joe sent in, which is great, and we'll feature it later in this podcast. But Tony was less impressed with the great performance on that track than he was in the fact that, hey, I told this story yesterday at 11, you know, in the morning, and that night somebody wrote a song, recorded it, and sent it in. Isn't that awesome? And, you know, on the one hand, it is awesome, but it's also, you know, as I said on the last episode of this podcast, we'll drive ourselves crazy if we keep up that pace. So for the amazing stories about, you know, rooting through people's garbage cans or whatever, I suppose we can have songs like that. But I worry for the future of the Littles if we're going to have three or four songs that are new each day about the previous day old guy radio segment. It's just going to be crazy. So anyway, quick update on the Kickstarter. My office where I'm recording this podcast now is full of boxes of crap. I've got a gazillion of these Schutzpah shot glasses. I have two giant, crazy, heavy boxes of TK Jingle shirts, the original shirt and the World Tour t-shirt. If you didn't get one, if you didn't join the Kickstarter and you'd like one, I've got a few extras, so you can go to tkjingles.com. There's a link to go order a shirt, so feel free to go ahead and do that if you like one of those. I've got lots of different sizes. And then the event is on track, June 27th. We'll hear about that a little bit more later. But today's podcast is going to be awesome. We've got 9 new songs because I've been off for a week because of the holiday. And then we're going to feature, instead of having a guest or a featured little segment, there's actually a new podcast, or a new podcast, I should say, that Jason Fuse is hosting. It's a spinoff podcast, and Jason, we're going to just feature an episode of his podcast within this show later on, and he'll have a very special guest that he'll be interviewing. And then I'm going to play a few highlights from the past few weeks while I've been gone, and then the mailbag. So up front here, 9 new songs. We have Judo Fuse with a parody of Going the Distance, Going for Ice Cream, which is great. And then Rob with He Loves Answering Questions, a parody of Obsession. Mr. Lip with a Nationals tune called The Umpire. Rob again with one that just really had me laughing out loud, Swap a Monkey, with Reginald as the NFL commissioner. Luke Overbay, who has done some great pop/rap tunes in the past. with a parody of Eminem's Stan. And then somebody who I'm not sure has ever sent in a jingle before, Brad Rice or something like that, with a Jack and Diane tune about Window Nation. And then two tunes from KJ Onstad, Don't You Know Tony You're Wrong, and an homage to all the chicks from the show called Hey Dude, parody of Hey Jude. And that song has only ever been parodied before by my mom on this podcast during one of the fade-out segments. So one of the classic Beatles tunes that has never been posted on the site before. Oh, and actually, I think if you go to Nigel's Rubbish Bin, one of the early episodes there, somebody did a parody of Hey Jude. And that's actually the track that first pioneered the Blah Blah Blahs, although it never made Tony's show and has never been featured on tkjingles.com. So, you know, 6 months later, I thought I invented the Blah Blah joke, and it turns out that it had been done way sooner with Hey Jude. And then lastly, a new one from me, and this is probably the stupidest thing I've ever done, but is also my favorite thing that I've done in probably 6 months. It just, recording it, I was laughing so hard, and I probably listened to it 30 times. My homage to the wonderful dragon from the Lord of the Rings movie, Smaug.
Reluctantly crouched at the kitchen sink, eating more ice cream, his coffee, I think. His whole life flashes, red flags go up. A street's disappearing, it's almost up. He deftly maneuvers the spoon all around. He takes the container and throws it right down. He heads to the freezer to look for some more. Could it be gone? He shakes to his core as he moves through the kitchen. It tweaks in his back from bird feeder stretches. They cut him no slack. The freezer is empty except for some flan. So he's yelling and screaming as loud as he can. The sun has gone down and bedtime is near. And soon this man will have new things to fear. But he's driving and striving to stay off the bridge and thinking of the empty, empty fridge.
He's going for ice cream. He's feeding his need.
He's all alone,
all alone,
all alone, and he starts to scream. So now he's bracing and pacing and plotting the course. Refugee safe, free from a PTI course. He's going for ice cream.
Somehow regurgitates the minutia in his mind. Half a century of uselessness of every kind. Where is art history or any category that wasn't hand-selected to give him the lead? He's so obnoxious, the vainest of the four to play, who didn't see Uranus coming miles away.
He likes answering questions, trivia questions. It's an especial blast when he pulls one out of his ass. Loves answering questions, trivia questions. When his close friends can't keep pace, he rubs it in their face.
I am killing you people, he gleefully exclaims. He's not satisfied until they're psychologically maimed. He drifts off Jeannie's answers when it suits him well. When she does the same, in return he gives her hell. Kevin tries to answer questions nobody asked, because he's smart enough to know he's hopelessly outmatched. Satch wants extra credit for going first. He wants extra all the time, never gonna quench that thirst.
He loves answering questions, trivia questions. This is probably all he'll do when 90 fires him too. Loves answering questions, trivia questions. When his close friends can't keep pace, he rubs it in their face.
Hey, does anyone know who's in the Saliza seats tonight? Nigel, contact Chris. Tony expects a full report tomorrow.
Hey, everybody, who'd you pay to see when the Nationals hosted the Yankees? Bryce Harper, who's on fire? Tell me everybody about the man in blue. Can he do the things 34 can do? Oh no, Bryce is on fire. Oh, the umpire.
Hey, who's that bearded dude behind home plate with binoculars aimed at the pitcher? What's that all about?
Call strike when the pitch is down and low. Harper looks and says that's a clown call, bro. Toss Williams and Harper and now you despise your quick hook, even left will unsurprise you, Drew. Harper's ire.
Put a chimp in a suit and make him the commissioner of the NFL and they would still make money.
Deflate the balls. Pay the price. With Commissioner Pogo, you better think twice. A firing squad throwing their feces. So Pogo is a piece. Brady, please. You never monkey with a monkey. Hey, 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 cover your junk and face, cause chimps will lay you to waste. You never swap a monkey. Roger Goodell has myriad flaws, but he won't eat mites off his co-worker's jaw. When Pogo's interviewed by Jim Nance, he ripped off Jim's pants. Phil Simms just says that nobody was open. Hey, 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 this cash cow just doesn't flinch while the monkey urinates in his office. You never swap a monkey. Hey, you don't swap a monkey.
Tony, I wrote you, but you still ain't calling. I sent an email, fax, a note, but you must not have got them. Called 411, like you said, but there must have been a problem. Remember that time I saw you on PTI?
That was awesome.
But anyways, I'm a journalism student up in college. I need to write an essay on Watergate and all that followed. I heard you were once a writer at the Post and did some columns. Or did you call them columnettes? Maybe you can help me. I've attached some simple questions, maybe 20. A page answer for each of them should truly be just plenty. I know you probably hear this every day, but I'm your biggest fan. But I need to turn this paper in. Are you with me, man? And you could write it better than me. Yes, I know you can. Don't you have a book or two? At least I heard you had. Anyways, I hope you get this, man. Thank you, though. I love your show. Truly yours, your biggest fan. This is Joe. What you wrote, it was nice. I would write you back, but these fingers, they no longer type. So I'll just answer on the show. Let me clear my throat. Come to think about it, the answer, it's a no.
About Harley and Aaron, two Ohioan kids growing up in Cleveland. Harley says, bro, let's leave the Midwest behind. Aaron says, I've got that DC climate in mind. Harley says, life is short, so give what you can give. Windows for your home, cause that's where you live. Life is short, so give what you can give. Windows for your home, cause that's where you live.
the times that I've sat in with you. I can't understand why you keep saying it's all true. Now Silver's pulse is strong about that you're wrong, and Stern didn't do nothing so that the Cavs would get LeBron. Oh, you get so excited when you see me on your screen at night, but when I'm in the studio, why do we argue, fuss, and fight? Again, it's no Tony. Chicks dig your show like Carla Corrado and my friend Heather. Don't ask us to explain why we listen each day. I guess we're all hoping it's gonna get better. Hey, dude, sometimes we sing like Michelle Negrelli and my cousin in Dublin, and others like Karen, Tamara, Jolene, Anita, and Thea. Tune in for the flubbin'. Blah, 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 blah.
Smouch! Look at that monster, it's
Smouch!
Gotta watch him,
Smouch!
Critics are talking,
Smouch!
Give him an Oscar,
Smouch!
What's next for
Smouch?
Co-starring with Meryl Streep,
Smouch!
On location in Tuscany,
Smouch!
Yeah, yeah!
Subtitles.
It's a foreign film, baby.
Yes, good say.
There's Gerard Depardieu.
Play moves.
The warmest shade, it's blue.
Bada 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 boo.
Smouch, 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 baby.
Smouch.
Come on, smouch, come on.
Smouch.
Woo, smouch.
Smouch.
Oh, yeah, smouch,
smouch,
smouch, smouch.
Smouch,
smouch, smouch, smouch, smouch,
smouch,
smouch,
smouch,
smouch, smouch.
I probably say this every week on this podcast, but every week the music just gets better and better. I mean, that was 9 songs, each of them with their own cool angle on Tony, and the mailbag wasn't even mentioned. It's just kind of evolved into this new thing. Just so awesome. I am so glad to be a part of this, and that everybody is continuing to do it, and Tony continues to enjoy it. So anyway, I hope you enjoyed that. I don't pick, the best of every week. I just pick some things that I think will be different and kind of showcase an eclectic mix of jingles from tkjingles.com. That's not even half of what was posted in the past week. So if you liked that and you'd like to hear more, download one of the TK Jingles mobile apps, go to the website, leave a comment, let somebody know that you enjoyed it, and join the community, join the conversation. So now I'd like to introduce the TK Jingles podcast spinoff. You might say this is the Ropers to My Three's Company, the Joey to My Friends, or the Screeches porn video to my Saved by the Bell. Ladies and gentlemen, the TK Jingles spinoff podcast, hosted by Jason Fuse.
Alright, welcome to the show. This is a brand new podcast coming at you from the TK Jingles Podcast Network. It's a spinoff of the original TK Jingles podcast that can coincidentally also only be found as part of said aforementioned podcast. We got a lot to get to today on the show, so let's go.
I got one more podcast for you. spinoff.
Hey, thanks for joining us. Today's show is sponsored by TKJingles.com, where TK Jingles live. Well, live. Oh, where TK Jingles live. TKJingles.com. And speaking of TK Jingles live, you won't want to miss the world tour coming to Kilroy's on June 27th. So let's get right to the music with portions of songs from the announced lineup. Now, you may not hear these songs in particular at the show, but they are a few of my favorite deep cuts from some of the great jinglers scheduled to perform live on June 27th.
Hey, and that's why you can't hold Tony down. The show's got a download now. It's got a stream. Ow! I said Tone's free. No more podcast delay. Tone's free. Get today's show today. Tone's free.
Well, when I was a young man, way younger than this, I got to thinking it over how much I have missed. So I bought me a toaster and I plugged it in, and then, oh well, you know, I plugged it in again, and now I'm toasting my steaks all of the time. I'm toasting steaks while drinking some wine, drinking red wine.
Leave the pigs to chimps and monkeys, Jay. Everybody knows how hard you tried. Hey, look at the poor job you've done. Won't you think of your family's pride?
I said, I know this guy is Lester Holt, but he don't know me. I know this guy is Lester Holt, but he don't know me, know me. No, he don't, no, he don't know me.
He's an old man with three strands of hair. Maybe no Clooney, but he can read a fax. He's got your emails, faxes, no. He's gonna read them out for you folks once again. He is Kornheiser and we love his show.
I said I've been a jerk. You know I just assumed you knew it had to be my TK sticker. That's why you got the middle finger. He saluted, he saluted. TK saluted you with that finger.
And if you don't want to lose your job, then don't ever click reply. It takes some real self-control. But please don't feed the trolls.
You can hear the full versions of all of these songs and many, many more at TKJingles.com. TKJingles.com. Nobody should pay retail for this. And now it's that time in the show to read a comment picked at random from the TK Jingles website. John Fitzpatrick in Arlington, Virginia writes, Verisunk. You can read this comment and many more at tkjingles.com. And if you hear a jingle that you really like, I want to encourage you to go to the website and leave a comment, because I know it's always great reading what others have to say about all the songs. Now, for all the dumb stuff that I post, there are even times when I'll be writing a jingle, and at some point in the process, we'll realize it's just not going to work. And I think everyone that's done more than a few of these can attest to that. Unfortunately for me, I've usually finished recording when I realize something just isn't going to work. So I have a small scrap pile of jingles that will never ever be heard, and that's for the best for everyone. Recently, I tried to write something for Brian Windhorst after he was on Tony's show in the studio a few weeks ago, and Jerry had tweeted that Windhorst needs more jingles, and I agree. So I went through a bunch of terrible ideas, just really awful stuff, mostly songs involving wind or horses. So yeah.
And this one is the best of that awful group. It's U2's Wild Horses, mainly playing off Gary's joke of nothing rhyming with Windhorst.
Wanted to write a song to tell you what he's done. But with Ryan Windhorst, can't find a rhyme. Well, he knows the rock, oh, but he's so much more than just right place, right time. Hey, blah, 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 hey. Well, his show is on for an hour a week. He attended Kent when they dropped the state. He says, hey Tone, you might have a future in radio. But Tony's first question was, do you bake? Hey, blah, 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 hey. Well, what's gonna rhyme with Windhorst, yeah? His sales going great, but it's their least. Well, what's gonna rhyme with Windhorst, yeah? Does someone say orange? That doesn't work for me.
So that was the best Windhorst idea I could come up with about the joke Gary made about nothing rhyming with his name. Proof once again that, as Dylan said in his great John Beck jingle, you can keep getting better without actually being good. And while that was much better than anything else I was able to come up with, still not very good. Now, thankfully, not very long after I recorded this, Jerry posted two great Windhorst songs, and John Fitzpatrick saw me tweet about it and sent me some great lyrics to a Bruce Springsteen song, and all those are now up on the site, along with some others in a playlist that Jerry tweeted out recently. I recommend checking all those out, and hopefully we'll also have some more songs for Windhorst up soon. And now I'm very pleased to welcome to our show the father of TKJingles.com himself, Mr. Jerry Negrelli. Your name is pronounced Jerry, correct?
Yeah, but the last name's actually Nardelli.
Great. So, Jeremy, the TKJingles.com World Tour is currently in full effect, and I know you're going to be in Kilroy's on June 27th, but give the listeners a small glimpse into what life on the road is really like.
Well, you know, obviously doing free shows every night is very glamorous work and quite rewarding in itself, but I made a mistake early on. I hired a friend of Nigel's to help with logistics and the coordination and scheduling. So we played some big events. You know, we played Tokyo, played London. But there would be odd things. Like in between that, we'd also would be playing a Hardee's at Moselle, Mississippi. And, you know, a 48-hour trip from Tokyo to Moselle to London, just, you know, it's challenging on the family and, you know, on myself personally. Cost a lot of friendships. You know, it's hard.
So at the same time, while you're out on the road, you're also continuing to run the website, tkjingles.com. What's the craziest or most challenging thing about running a website and doing a weekly podcast?
Well, I suppose it's finding time for myself. You know, a couple of years ago, I was diagnosed with cancer. And that's funny to you?
Uh-huh.
What's the matter with you? It's kind of a taboo subject. I mean, I could have died.
Well, I think we all can see where that could certainly be challenging.
What? How insensitive. You know, I'm not really sure why this joke is going on for so long. It's kind of an insensitive topic to talk about. You really just shouldn't even bring it up.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Could we maybe just talk about the jingles or the internet or something else?
So as inventor of the hashtag movement, are you in any way related to internet inventor Al Gore or his cousin Leslie? Because that seems like it would be a very interesting coincidence to talk about.
No, but I am actually not related to Jeff Negrelli, Michelle Negrelli, or any of the other Negrellis on the website. That's just a huge coincidence.
Before we let you go today, is there anything that you'd like to plug? Maybe tell us a little bit about the upcoming world tour. Any dates in particular?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we're actually doing an event in Tony's backyard in Springfield, Virginia at Kilroy's on June 27th. Mm-hmm. For some insane reason, 100 tickets have sold. I mean, they're free, but 104 people or something like that have confirmed there's only 120 seats available. So if you'd like to be there, you need to go down there right now, tkjingles.com, and get your tickets.
Well, that sounds wonderful, Jeremy. We all hope to be there. And thank you very much for stopping by today. And before I wrap this stupidity up, I'd really like to just say sincerely for a moment, thank you to everyone at tkjingles.com. Everyone that I've met and communicated with has been great, incredibly nice, incredibly intelligent, incredibly talented. And I appreciate you taking the time to work with me on some of my stupid ideas and also for sending things my way. Because this has been by far the greatest online community that I've been a part of. I've been doing this for over 20 years. Getting involved with different people at different sites and things like that, and not all of them related to music, but this is by far the greatest group of people. So thank you for that, and thank you for being so welcoming and so kind, and especially thanks to Jerry, who made all this possible in the first place by creating the website and doing a weekly podcast and still finding time to churn out multiple funny, well-produced, great jingles week to week. So I don't see how he does it, but I'm very thankful that he does. And finally, before I go, I'd like to say thank you to everyone who's listened to any of my nonsense that I do here. If you visit the website regularly, or if you just listen to the podcast, you may have never done a jingle or posted even a comment, but I want to say thank you for listening. And really, the on-air in-studio reactions are awesome and always fun, but most of the people that I've talked to that do these jingles, that's not the reason we do it. It's the creative process. It's the fun of collaborating together, and it's being able to post these on the website. And for even if it's just a handful of people at times listening to some of my stuff, it's just to know that maybe one or two other people out there enjoyed it. That's why I do it. So thanks again to everybody, and I'll leave you now with one more of my jingles that comes from the scrap pile. This was recorded a few months ago, but I think it kind of applies now to the situation with Tony implying sort of that he may think maybe about being there at the live event on June 27th. I think this is the way he looks at things, and I totally agree because I look at things this way too, and this kind of sums up what I feel about that.
I invite you. Invite me, feel free to let me in for free. But see, you'll never see me. I'm not showing up at your show. Put my name on the list, get me parking for free. Even if I show up, I'm still leaving early. Give me the tickets for free. Knowing that you'll never see me. I never wanna go, but I always wanna be invited. So give me the tickets for free.
Thank you to Jason Fuse for joining in on the podcast today in an extremely meta Inception-like interior podcast or podcast that we had there. Thank you so much. That was a lot of fun to be a part of. All right, before we get to the mailbag, even though we're running long, it's been a week off, so this is going to be a long show. I wanted to play some of the songs that were really popular on Tony's show for the past week. Starting with the number one jingle of the week, Total Eclipse of the Heart, sung by the woman related to me in my marriage, and written by John Quinn of Ireland. And this one, when we recorded it, I thought it was a very inside baseball type tune, mainly for this podcast and for folks that like the website. And I was stunned that they played it on Tony's show, and even more so by the huge reaction that it got online and via traffic from Twitter and everywhere else. It really, this one did well, and John Quinn is always hilarious, so I'm glad that this one did so well. And Michelle loves to sing these songs from time to time, so it's also I think gratifying for her to know that people enjoy them. And then I mentioned earlier the Just in Time jingle from Joe Arrow. This is "Someone Dumped Their Trash in Mine," a parody of "Someone Saved My Life Tonight," great Elton John song. And then one of my somewhat Just in Time songs about the Washington Capitals, "Choking Dogs," a Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel tune. And then John Fitzpatrick singing about Tony and calling his son about the weather and where he is and calling back to see if the weather had changed and calling back. And a parody of "Fire and Rain," which is actually one of John's very first jingles he ever recorded, called "Bile and Rage." If you have never heard that, I highly recommend you go check it out. And then lastly, this is just an outtake from me that'll be on the website in the next few weeks. I often do these songs because they're funny or there's some joke I want to tell or whatever, but there's also a pretty significant percentage where I just want to mimic or mock or try something different, and this is one of those. It's a parody of "Kings of Leon, Use Somebody," and I made it about Reginald the Monkey just because I really enjoy, I don't even know what the name of the lead singer is, but the lead singer of Kings of Leon, the way that he sings, I think I could be in a Kings of Leon cover band. I really enjoy the inflection and the silly way that he uses his voice. So I try to capture a little bit of that with my parody of "Use Somebody." And then after that, we're going to go right into the mailbag.
Turn around. Every single day I listen to Mr. Tony and I dig his old guy sound.
Turn around.
He tells a funny story and the little star working on the lyrics for a mailbag jingle.
Watching ball.
Last year he lost a red one, but thank God the refugee Safeway had a small raking device.
Turn around.
A jingle bat, an auction for a round of golf with you and your f***ing kid that Tony will hate. Every single day they write a song.
Turn around,
little. And every single day they turn it round. I need to write a song tonight about a bald guy on the telly. And if I get the lyrics right, it could be sung by Michelle Negrelli or Gerrero or KJ Onstad, Patrick Moffitt or John. Or how he's an English major, I'm calling Smudge. Need it right one tonight. The littles will turn it round tonight. I guarantee they'll turn it round tonight. Once upon a time he was orange and bald. Now, well, he's still orange and bald. Nothing I can do, the littles love Tony a lot. Once upon a time, I think that I had a life. Now I'm writing jingles, oh God. Nothing I can say, my life now stinks like a lot.
When I think about my homeowner's rights, get up tight and go outside to that little place out back. Connected to an alley where my garbage is stacked. The green and blue containers filled with stuff I neatly packed. And it's just one more thing, and I can't take it anymore. Have my neighbors gone crazy lately? These punks out there leaving bags at my back door. Someone dumped their trash in mine. Can't you see?
Someone owns a great big dog, he might bite me. The lids were open, cans were stuffed. Umbrella sticking up, this garbage don't belong to me. I'm going door to door on a Sunday morning, cause I'm sore. I'm checking cans, I'm checking all their cans.
I watched the Capitol's capitulation play out on a TV station again. Despite their Hall of Fame coach Trotsky, they blew another series lead. What about that new philosophy? The result sure looks the same to me. Choking dogs of Washington, choking dogs. Choke, why do we still watch it choke when we know they'll botch it choke? What makes you think next year will be different?
Like so many evenings, I was dining out at the Palm. Allen's and my clans reveling in the repartee. Walked out under the awning and a storm came on strong. This is all fascinating cause it happened to me. Driving home I called Michael about the rain, coming down so hard that I thought it would never end. Called a couple more times as the monsoon did extend, but I could tell he didn't want to hear from me again. Did I mention I picked up the check? It was a big one, you understand. We're talking the Palm here, not the Golden Corral buffet. I make big ducats and this gesture is grand, so I make sure that everyone sees me pay. Oh, did I mention about the rain? Plus this other thing about this lady I didn't comprehend. Turns out she's the wife of a pretty good golf friend. But at my age, that kind of thing will surely happen again.
Betting the line every time, it's killing me. Breaking laws, betting withdrawals in DC. Next time I think I'll use a monkey. You know that I could use a monkey. I heard there's an ape who's really great at picking games. When he's not throwing poo at you out of his cage. Next time I think I'll use a monkey. You know that I could use a monkey. Reginald, it's you.
Here comes Jerry's mailbag. He's gonna read your emails, faxes, notes. He's gonna read them for you folks. I hope you sent some good jokes. Hey Brad, and if you wanna be on TV, just buy a fedora and a ukulele. You could be as trendy as me. And maybe an extra on Glee.
Here comes Jerry's mailbag. Oh yeah, it's time to go. So long to all of you folks.
That lovely song, Jeff, as mentioned earlier, I'm not related to him. It's just a total coincidence that we share the same last name. So one of the trends, when folks send in jingles, they often CC me if I was involved, or just include me because I think they hope that will somehow give some extra weight with Nigel when, you know, I can twist Nigel's arm from time to time to play a certain song if it hasn't been aired. But for the most part, it's a mystery to me as well, unless I'm told ahead of time that, hey, such and such is going to be on the show today. So Elliot had written a really great rockapella parody a while ago, and I was hesitant to record it at first because I was concerned it was going to be hours worth of effort for a song that Tony had never heard of, and I thought it would never air. But I love acapella, and I love that song in particular, so I went ahead and did it. And Elliot has sent a couple of emails to Nigel, and here is one that, you know, you would think that this was right on par there, but it didn't work. But anyway, since Tony didn't read the email, I felt that I owed it to Elliot to read a little bit here. So Elliot, this is to Nigel. Says, I'm sorry to hear you didn't like Pitch Perfect 2. For a more satisfying acapella experience, I recommend you play Where in the World Did Bryce Harper's Ring Go? The jingle I sent in a couple weeks ago, sung by Jerry Negrelli. Sure, the lyrics are a little out of date, since the Nats could be in first place by the time you read this, but on the plus side, it was not written to be enjoyed by 13-year-old girls. In fact, it was written largely for the amusement of an older gentleman with orange skin and a bald head, along with littles, some of whom probably were 13 when Where in the World Is Carmen Sandiego was on. And I should have that as an aside. I probably was too. And then we have an email here from Bennett Hui. He says, what I says will directly affect your app ranking. If you are one of the smart developer who want to increase the app search rank without spending thousands, then watch this video immediately. And Bennett, thank you so much for that email. I watched your video, and the tkjingles.com mobile app is now a huge trending app in all of the mobile marketplaces. I am so glad that I sent you thousands of dollars over the past few weeks. Thank you so much. Rupesh Sharma suggests that we sing a song for the Twitching Freaks, noting that the spelling bee is actually happening this week. So great suggestion. I'm not sure I'm going to have time to get to it, but I think it's an awesome thing. I just wanted to publicize here in the podcast in case you have time and want to sing a song for all the bizarre children that will be featured on television trying to spell words in the next week or so. Kristen sends a note. Says, thanks so much for the great TK Jingles app. I listen to the jingles all the time, especially after a long day. I don't think I'll be able to make the jingle night, but thanks for the invite. Again, thank you for the great jingles and the wonderful app. And we have a note here that says, this is from Nuke. It says, I'm just listening to the 6th May podcast. The sports blog got its name from former Maryland football coach Ralph Friedgen. The Cheese Boy had been the Post's beat writer for the team, and when the Cheese Boy told Coach Friedgen he was leaving the beat and why, the coach said something along the lines of, you're going to write a blog? Hope that helps, Nuke. And then there was a follow-up email chastising me that a two-second internet search revealed that that story about the bog and how it was named. I thank you for that bit of trivia. Frankly, I didn't really care. The Cheese Boy to me is, as somebody who's a transplant to D.C., Tony was somebody I was peripherally aware of until I discovered the radio show, the University of Maryland, and you know, Dan Steinberg in particular. I had no idea who that was or what he was doing until he was frequently mentioned by Tony as the Cheese Boy and the great transcriber or whatever. So it seems that once upon a time, he did a lot more than just writing about Tony's radio show and actually has some talent. And it's a shame that, that right now he's relegated to the bog. I think there's a lot more that he could do. And hopefully, you know, we can enjoy some more of that at some point. And lastly, we have a note here from Jared. He says, thank you very much for putting this all together and really getting the whole jingles idea started in the first place. I wish I could make it to the show, but I won't be able to get out of Chicago for it. I look forward to some YouTube clips or recordings from the night. Thank you for your hard work, signed Jared. And to any of you who are attending the event, we're going to record the event via line-in and maybe a microphone in the audience. I'm debating if there's other, you know, some of these newfangled internet broadcasting solutions we can integrate there so that there really could be a live YouTube show or whatever, Snapchat. I don't even know what the kids are using. Whatever the Twitter video feed thing is, maybe we'll do that. But really, and, you know, it's important to be there because this is not, you know, Bono sitting down doing a show. It's really a celebration of this community and the collaboration and all the music that we've created. So if you're coming there expecting that you're going to hear, you know, some amazing performance that's going to be in any way different than what you hear on the podcast, you need to temper your expectations. It's really, you know, I hope it's going to be fun. I hope it's going to be entertaining. I think some people are coming just because they want to meet everybody. And that's great too. So I hope you're able to join us. It's going to be a lot of fun. June 27th, as we've stated about 1,000 times in this broadcast. Thank you for listening. I will be back next week. The week after is in doubt. I'll be traveling for work. So I'll see if I can maybe put a best of or tape something ahead of time in the way that Tony has inspired me to do. But in the meantime, thank you for listening to the TK Jingles podcast. You can contact me, podcast@tkjingles.com or @JerryNigrelli on Twitter, and give me your feedback. Send me your questions. Send trivia questions. You know, that trivia segment on Tony's show is a complete ripoff of this podcast. I can say that with a lot of pride. You know, we did that first. So if you have trivia questions you want to know about anything, just send them to me, and we'll make sure that another little answers them for you. If you have jingles you'd like to share, if you have feedback for other singers' websites. All right. Thanks for listening. Be back here in a week. And have the nature of our roadways to make it sometime. Shit, if I hear another time about that matchy ball. Or how's he? He's an English teacher. Oh,
I want to play a tune. Jerry Nigrelli, who basically started the entire hashtag movement.
Father, right? Father of TKJingles.com.
Yeah. Jerry Nigrelli, in a wonderful turnaround, quick and wonderful turnaround. This is Jerry Nigrelli.
Because those crab cakes look beautiful, and I really, really love her taste, but I die. I'm allergic to shellfish. The shrimp scampi look pretty good too, but if you give me a puffy face, then I die. I'm allergic to shellfish.